This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Lister Hill Credit Union's very own, Dustin Holland, and Glia's very own, Paul Sheets. They were both here talking about how Glia and Lister Hill have worked together to help the credit union succeed in their mortgage lending efforts through these communication channels that Glia has to offer, and just making the whole process, the whole mortgage lending process, a comfortable process for their members. So check it out. Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen representing the credit union industry. Right next to me is Dustin Holland from Lister Hill Credit Union. Dustin, how are you, sir?
Doing well, sir.
Good, good, good to have you here. And then right below us is Glia's very own, Paul Sheets. Paul, how are you?
Hey, I am great. There's no place I'd rather be than chatting with the two of you right now. So well, excited to be here.
You're in luck. We're here, by golly, thanks to the folks at Zoom as well. So, all right, we have a really cool conversation here. We're talking about how Lister Hill, your mortgage lending success, and that has resulted from working with the fine folks at Glia. And I'm very interested in this because, as we all know, mortgage lending right now is kind of in this roller coaster world, and we're about to embark on the home buying season. So this couldn't be any more timely. So Dustin, I'm going to start out with you here. So what was going on at Lister Hill that kind of prompted you guys to look at a new solution, or look at a solution like Glia's to kind of help out with the mortgage lending area here? So I'm very curious here, sir.
Sure. We started looking at Glia at one of those conferences that we went to, and yeah, that's where we discovered them. And it was, I guess, about 6 to 8 months where we kind of just, you know, had multiple conversations and dipped our feet into the waters, trying to understand what the platform was and you know, what Glia had to offer and how we could use it. This was about the time of COVID, actually. It became very apparent that we needed a new way to communicate with our members outside of just the normal going into the branch, or even, you know, calling the contact center that we use. So Glia was able to kind of come in and show us new channels, new opportunities to be able to engage with our members. And so we were already looking at ways to do that. And then, you know, we went through the process. We really liked Glia for a few reasons. One was just the back end of Glia and how it's so easy to operate and train, the business rules, all the configuration. You know, it's pretty self-intuitive, and not only that, but they have a really good database for if you have a question, you can go and ask and kind of build it yourself. That's kind of like their motto is, like, you know, we put it out here, you can build it yourself. But the coolest thing about it was they were always there from the beginning saying, you know, what is your strategy? What are you trying to get out of this? Mm-hmm. And then how can we help you? And it was more of a back and forth than a, hey, here's the platform, use it how you want. And so that was really what sold us more so on Glia than anyone else. Just the amount of time that they dedicated to us and our unique use cases that we were trying to kind of push through the system. Mortgage was near and dear from the very beginning. So just without giving my entire history, I actually started as a mortgage loan officer. Okay. So that was kind of one of my first things. I still get mortgage questions all the time. It's fine. I'm used to it. But I had actually, right before I transitioned out of mortgage, we had made a new hire, because what we were trying to do in mortgage was have a concierge type approach, because we had so many people that were calling in the contact center. They weren't necessarily wanting to be pre-qualified for a mortgage. They just wanted to know information.
Okay.
They didn't want to read it online. And if they did try to read it online, maybe they were confused.
Yeah.
So, and we found this gap kind of where we were having people call our contact center. Most contact centers they're not staffed with people with the amount of a mortgage education that someone that works in mortgage every day. It's just a unique product.
Yeah.
So we were kind of hitting a wall there, because people would call in, then we would have to try to get them to the mortgage rep. And
okay.
I knew in the back of my mind, we had just hired this concierge type of role that would be the go-between between the loan officer and the member. And so we had just put her in her role, and she was kind of taking phone calls, fielding messages and going back and forth. And as we were bringing Glia on, I was like, well, we could just give her a Glia license and do this through this channel, you know? And then what was so cool about it was Glia was like, well, yes, you could. But not only that, you could write business rules to proactively meet the member. And I was like, whoa, that's a game changer. And so it just kind of, it was like a snowball effect, you know, it was everything came together at one perfect time. And then we've just continuously built on that process. So,
wow, what a story. I love this stuff. So Paul, share with me how, when you guys kind of came in and kind of blew Dustin's mind here, it sounds like, that's the reaction it sounds like you got here. Share with us how you guys worked together to make this a success here, because it sounds like this, again, was very timely, especially just hiring the person who's going to be the concierge. So the timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah. I mean, look, we endeavored to blow everyone's mind, but really, I think you can see Dustin brought a great vision to the table.
Yeah.
And where I think we really shine is when we can be paired with an organization, with a leader that has a really clear vision about what they want to do, what the business objective is. Mm-hmm. And a couple of things that allows us to do a few things. First, it allows us to make sure that we get the technology solution right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways you can go, right? So you start with the right technology solution. And then we bring a team. We do pride ourselves in being highly consultative. We are not a sell to you and then forget you type of organization. But we really do like to engage and say, okay, here's how the tech works. We try to get you up to speed on the technology, but then it's, all right, what type of progress are you making towards your business goals? Is it working?
Yeah.
And we like to be there for the pivot because, yes, you want to get it right at the launch, but you don't always. And being there for those critical moments when you may need to pivot, when you want to try a new approach, as sure. Dustin mentioned, when you want to tweak some of those business rules and really get creative. And, you know, for me, that was the big unlock. It's a consultative relationship. It's two groups coming together to really partner and think about how to solve a problem creatively.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I love how you guys are working together to the ultimate winner here is the member or the person, right. Person buying the house, basically, we're talking mortgage lending here. So Dustin, I mean, so what does mortgage lending success look like to you guys? And can you share maybe some examples or maybe an anecdote or two of what that success and working with Glia and how they helped out in this situation?
Absolutely. Well, you actually just hit the nail on the head. I mean, the entire strategy and idea was actually just to service the member without having them to call in. It was actually not put out there to say, oh, you know, we want to close mortgage loans or we want to produce revenue from this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Like, I mean, that's just added extra. The whole concept of this was we identified a need of a loss in like a gap between our member that wanted information about a mortgage and the time it took to get that to them or the process that they had to go through to receive that information.
Mm-hmm.
All we wanted to do was, you know, tie that together and expedite it. Well, we were easily able to do that with having someone available to answer those questions, you know, through that digital platform. And so the conversation, it's been able to change a little bit from, a member goes on your website, has questions about a mortgage, and then they call the contact center and someone may get with them that day or it may be 2 days, whatever to someone has, you know, they're interested in a mortgage or has a question, they navigate to your website. And then within 13 seconds, I think is what we decided on, someone with a familiar, friendly Lister Hill face approaches you digitally and says, hey, I'm here to help. I'm not trying to sell you. And this isn't what all she says, but we don't come at it as we have something to sell you. We come at it more from like, hey, we're just like you would in a branch.
Yep.
If you walked into a branch and you were like, hey, I'm here to pay my, you know, deposit this check, but I do have some questions about your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't just put stuff in front of them like, here's all your options, pick one.
Yeah.
We would, it's more that consultative approach. Yeah. And so that's where we went from it. Everything else that spawned out of this, as far as being able to actually originate loans and do refinances from within a Glia chat and help coach through an application of a new member, all of that stuff is just an added benefit. So, you know, just to be transparent, the success of the entire strategy was the fact that members were able to be communicated with through this channel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was just an added extra. So everything that we do on top of that, it's just, you know, icing on the cake.
Well, I mean, there's got to be some sort of cool factor here as well to getting to somebody in 13 seconds and like, hey, how can I help you here? You know, I mean, that's amazing in itself.
Well, it's funny you say that. That 13 seconds is very important. So we did this by trial and error. You know, we didn't know how long to put that business rule into place. So we kind of had to just trial and tribulation.
Right.
And we would try it for a day and then Angela would be like, oh, I don't know. They weren't very receptive with that because I feel like I freaked them out. They didn't have enough time to read or to even have a question. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go back to the drawing board and let's, you know, extend it a little bit. Well, maybe 25 is too long because now they're leaving the page.
So
you have a very tight window. So that 13 seconds that worked for us, that may not work for anyone else,
right?
But it does work for us. And it's pretty funny. You can go into Glia and see the conversations that Angela is having mm-hmm. with these members or just people that have questions. And it's almost like they're caught off guard, but in a good way.
Yeah.
They're caught off guard because someone's reaching out, but it's not a bot.
Yeah,
it's someone physically, and not only that, but she's also offering like, hey, if you have other questions, upgrade to phone and I can get on the phone with you right now. You know, do you want to see me through a video? How do you want this relationship to go?
Oh, cool.
And so that part of it is really the success, you know, factor, in my opinion, just being able to have that engagement.
Yeah. And Dustin, you hit on something at the top of the show here about how people, especially in this case, they're more receptive to talking to somebody rather than reading this type of stuff. Because, I mean, obviously, mortgage lending can be very complicated, as we all know. So talking to somebody, talking to an expert or a concierge like Angela, wow. I mean, what a huge winner that is for this process, I would think, right? So, I mean, that really, there's a comfort factor, I think this is what I'm trying to get to.
You nailed it. We strive very hard with mortgage, and this was going back from whenever I started in the department, is to not sell but develop a comfort level with your member, because a lot of times with mortgage especially, that member may not qualify. You may just not be able to get the loan no matter what.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
what you want to do is develop that relationship for that comfort level to open that door to say, hey, look, ask me more questions. Let me educate you on what it's going to take to get a mortgage. You may not be able to have a mortgage right now because X, Y, or Z, but in 6 months, come back to me and let me help coach you. So we hold that very near and dear. And that, to me, you know, when I worked in mortgage, somebody asked me like, well, what do you get out of this? You know, like, what's that right there is what we get out of it. It's not the loans that close easily that go without a snag. It's the ones that you work with over a 6 to 8 month period to get their credit score up or to get to their DTI where you need it to be to actually originate that mortgage and get them into the house.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're solving that problem, it doesn't matter if we're doing it through phone, video, chat, and it doesn't matter if it takes, you know, 1 week or 1 year. The member is the one who's able to reap the benefits of what we're doing.
Yeah, completely. And to have that in a kind of conversational format is the icing on the cake. And I'm assuming that's kind of why Glia developed this technology in the first place, to have that comfort factor in any channel, right?
That's exactly right. You know, when working with our credit union customers, we know that member experience reigns supreme. Mm-hmm. And there is a reluctance to do anything that erodes that trust, that erodes that experience. And so when we began with this digital first approach, we said, how can we leverage technology to enhance the experience? Because so often it's introduced with other aims and other objectives in mind. And one of the things that I love that Dustin and the team at Lister Hill did is you can see just in his example, a very deliberate approach. I mean, they have an interaction strategy. It's not, you know, whatever happens there is a strategy, and they lead with a high touch experience. They play the long game, and it's really, really fun and rewarding seeing how Glia technology is delivering on that experience, as well as delivering good outcomes for the credit union.
Exactly. Yeah. Not only is it rewarding for you guys at Lister Hill, it's rewarding for you guys at GLIA to see this stuff in action, you know?
Oh, like, we love it. Yeah, we love it.
The pudding right here that this stuff is working. So yeah, really cool stuff here. Hey, before I let you guys go, what's next for the two organizations? Paul, from the GLIA side, what's next? Because I know just coming from FinTech Meetup, oh my gosh, you know, we had technology coming out of our ears, but a lot of this stuff is only going to get better. So, I mean, a lot of, you know, we talked to a lot of startups there and things like that, but it's just going to get better and better. So having said that, Paul, I mean, how do you guys see moving forward here with the folks at Lister Hill?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, there's so many different paths we can go with the team, right? But all of our go forward path will be based on that interaction, being deliberate about the interaction strategy and just saying, what's next? Where's the next opportunity to innovate, to woo those members, mm-hmm. and to ensure that we are allowing them to meet their aims and objectives as an organization? One of the things we pride ourselves in is the ability, we call it a channel-less architecture, right? Every interaction begins because there's some type of need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every need should be addressed a different way. But oftentimes in a traditional approach, however you begin that interaction, you're stuck in that interaction. But with GLIA, you actually have the ability to move to the interaction type. So whether it's chat, whether it's voice, that makes the most sense. And so we're really excited to partner with Lister Hill in continuing to evolve that approach and their effort to enhance the member experience.
And Dustin, come to you on this, on kind of the same question, obviously, because home buying season's right around the corner, as we already said. So you guys must be really excited to have this thing up and running and all warmed up and ready to go for home buying season this summer. So any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the rates were just raised again yesterday, but I was reading this morning that home rates actually are trending down. So that's good. I mean, once we turned it on, we got the process built. Honestly, we've never looked back. It's consistently been providing what we need. And so you're right. And this is going to be kind of fun to trend it, because now we're going to have 2 years worth of data. And so we're going to be able to see, like you said, this is the home buying season. So we should expect a trend up from
that. Right.
I think moving into the future, I think we want to expand this same logic with our other products that we offer.
Oh, cool.
So right now we started with mortgage. That was because we kind of had an in with mortgage. I knew that very well. Mm-hmm. We want to expand this to auto loans, to our personal loans, to credit cards. We want to proactively meet the member where they are in their digital experience to help hold their hand or provide comfort or just answer questions.
Yeah.
That's really all it's for. And so we're working internally to actually build a staff, because again, I spoke on, you know, mortgage being such a unique scenario and a unique product. You really need to be educated on that. I would say to provide the best experience for any lending product, whether it's a personal loan or an auto loan or a mortgage, you need someone with lending experience that has that training and education to be able to help that member. So it can't just be anybody. It does need to be a specific person to fill those shoes. And so we're kind of working internally to get that structured and get that rolled out. And, you know, GLIA will be there along the way to help us with anything we need, any business rules we need.
Right on. All right. Hey, when you guys get that stuff rolling, give me a call. We'll have you back on, because I'd love to talk more about this and to see kind of the results of the mortgage lending as well for this year. So I'm really excited to see that, because I think people today, I mean, just going back to the mortgage thing, I think people have more questions than they ever have before, just based on what's happening in the economy right now. So good stuff. All right, gents, I'm going to let you guys get back at it. Thank you so much for your time today and all your expertise and your insights and all that great stuff. So, and look forward to chatting again down the line. And until then, keep up the good work. Alrighty.
Hey, thanks, sir. Thanks for having us.
You are. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.